This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, a cell phone is now required to access your Social Security information. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. As of July 30th, so here this is very recent, the Social Security Administration now requires people to have a cell phone that can receive text messages in order to access your online Social Security account. Now, most of you probably know that a few years ago, they stopped sending out those nice Social Security statements on a yearly basis, like they'd done for years and years and years. And it was a budget fix, if you will. It was a way to save some money, which kind of makes some sense. A lot of people, especially in maybe my age group and younger, were receiving these and would just throw them away. There was really, they were so far from retirement, didn't make a lot of sense to study those very much because claiming Social Security was well into the future. So they stopped sending them out completely for a while. They've now set it up so that you will receive one of those every 5 years until you are much closer to your Social Security claiming age, and then you'll receive them more frequently after that. But during this time of no access to these mailed statements, they created an online portal for people to look up the same information that was on those statements. And we've talked about that in a previous blog post. It's available at the Social Security website, which is ssa.gov/myaccount. And on there, you can log in. You can register, obtain access. But the new twist on this, before, all you needed was a username and password. And now they have increased the security of that website, really in light of a few things that have happened. Now the government, of course, moves quite slowly on this. All the way back in 2014, the Office of Personnel Management of our federal government lost 21.5 million records to hackers that stole private information, including Social Security numbers and other background check type information, on 21.5 million people that either had worked for the federal government or even if they had a background check run through the federal government systems, even if they ended up not working for the federal government, those records were compromised, and hackers were able to steal that information. Then a lot of you will remember back here in 2015, not long ago, there was a hack of the IRS systems where over 700,000 accounts, IRS accounts, were exposed to hackers, where they could access your Social Security number, your date of birth, the tax filings that you've made over the past several years. That was through their My Transcript or Request Transcript system, which they've now shut down, where you could online access previous tax filings. So there's issues, and the federal government, of course, has very old systems for the most part and are obviously susceptible to being hacked. So this is a great new step, I guess, at least a baby step in the direction of higher security for at least one area of the government. I haven't heard that the IRS has a similar kind of a system with a PIN that you are asked for, not quite the same as having this cell phone thing. But the way this essentially works is now when you go and log into your account or even register for your account, you're required to have a cell phone attached to your account where they can send you a text message with an 8-digit code. So not only will you have to have your username and password, you will also have to supply this 8-digit code. Now, I tried this and just today, actually, and they sent my code out. I received it within about 30 seconds. They said it can take a little time, it'll take a couple minutes or so if they're busy, but I got mine in under 30 seconds, and that code then is usable for only the next 10 minutes. So you have to supply the code, and then you're able to log in. This is something in the kind of the computer security circles we call two-step authentication. It's not only do you have a traditional password, but you also have a second step that is separate from the password that's required to access things. And lots of systems, a lot of financial systems are moving to this. Google has embraced this quite some time ago with a two-step authentication system, which if you have some sensitive information, I'd encourage you to look into that in those accounts. But back to Social Security, they've now implemented this, but in a very restricted way. You have to have a cell phone, and they have to be able to text you this 8-digit code. So if you don't have access to a cell phone that can receive text messages, you can no longer access your online account, period. They haven't implemented any other options at this point. They claim due to it not being feasible on a cost basis or technical basis at this point. They are looking into other options, but for now you have to have the cell phone. If you don't, you'll have to either call them. There's a toll-free number at the ssa.gov website that you can access. I'm not going to say it here because if it changes, I don't want to be giving out the wrong phone number. But if you go to that site, ssa.gov, stands for Social Security Administration.gov, you'll find the current toll-free number there. You can write to them and request information. They will mail you an earnings statement or other information you're looking for. Or you can visit the Social Security Administration in your area in person. That usually is not real convenient due to staffing issues. There's usually quite a long wait if you go in, but that varies by office. I know some places I've heard it's pretty easy to get in, other places it's a nightmare. In the future, and I'm surprised they didn't implement this, because other systems that use this technique for two-step authentication will oftentimes give you the choice of them sending you a text message or sending you an email or calling you. And then if you just have a phone, even if it's your home phone, a computer calls you and tells you the code that you need to enter in. And that would work, certainly, if someone didn't have a cell phone. They'd have to have a phone number on file in some way. But I'm a little surprised they didn't at least give those options, because those aren't really much more sophisticated than what they're supplying now. But we'll see if they add those in the near term. That would, I think, accommodate a lot of the people who may not have a cell phone or who may have a cell phone where they cannot receive text messages. Because a lot of people, especially older Americans, aren't really into text messaging and may not even have that enabled on their account. So a few points here. If you plan to change your cell phone number, that's going to be a problem. Because if you change the number and you go to log on, they're going to send the code to your old number. Now, you can change your phone number, but only after you access the account. So if you plan to change your cell phone number, you'll have to do one of two things. You'll either have to have access to the old number and log in using the code that gets sent to that phone, and then change your phone number once you're in there to the new number. Or a lot of people, my guess is they're not going to think of this ahead of time. They're going to change their phone number and then go to try to log in and realize they can't. At that point, you'll have to call them and request a reset code, which they will mail you, so you won't have access to your account until you receive that reset code. But they'll mail it to the address on your account, and they claim it'll come out pretty quickly. So that would be an option. If you change phones but keep your same phone number, there should be no problem, because they're sending the text message actually to your phone number, not to a piece of hardware. So you can change your phone itself. A lot of people upgrade their phones on a regular basis. And as long as you're maintaining the phone number, even if you move to a new carrier, etc., should be no problem. And then one last thing, if you happen to be overseas, which really just means out of the country, so I don't consider Mexico and Canada overseas, but they'd fall into the same category here, you can still access this online portal if your cell phone receives text messages in that country. So if some people, when they're roaming outside the United States, are not able to receive text messages, and of course, at that point, you would not have access to your Social Security account. So just to something to keep in mind, if you're going to be living or vacationing for long periods of time outside of the U.S. and want to maintain access to your online Social Security account. So I think in all, bottom line, this is a good thing. We are moving, at least at the federal government level, to a more secure system. I'm personally very nervous about their systems in general because of the age of most of the computer systems. I think they're far more susceptible to these types of hacking instances we've heard about than the federal government would like to admit. But happy today, I guess, to report that we are moving a little bit more towards a more secure system. So thanks for joining us here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com this week, and we'll be back next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.